Kind of nice, right? Let's try it again. I don't know how well that'll work, but it is a potential submission for a new hymn for the hymn book for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, my church. And we'll see how that goes, but that's the idea. That's why I was playing with it. And it's great to be with you. I'm Clayton Pixton. This is the Should Be Known podcast. And we're going to talk today about a very important subject. And we've talked about it a bit before, but we're going to talk about anxiety. Anxiety is something like the most common kind of mental ailment or whatever that plagues Americans, if not people in general. So it's pretty big. And I read an article the other day that was describing some other mental phenomenon, basically, but it said something like, many people have tackled it, but nobody's really wrestled it to the ground. And that's kind of how I feel about anxiety and depression and schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder and narcissism and lots of other things. I feel like we haven't quite wrestled them to the ground, and I don't know why we can't. I can see why maybe through the means we're doing or by doing what we're doing we can't, or maybe science doesn't in itself have the means to explain things. And maybe science isn't supposed to. But for those who are willing to, I guess, go beyond that or open their minds to other explanations outside of what science can tell us, I have to think there's a way that we can understand these things. And maybe science will never accept them because it's just outside of science. But for people who are willing to look outside, at least they can have that explanation. Does that make sense? And I think it's important. That's kind of the idea behind this whole podcast, is to kind of help with these kind of scientific questions, but I'm not sure science is equipped to answer them. Anyway, I think you know what I mean. So, I was having some thoughts the other day about this, and this is the question that was in my mind, I think, when I had these thoughts. The question would have been, why are depression and anxiety miserable? What is it about them that produces misery, that makes, that's unpleasant? You know, instead of making us feel some other way, it makes us feel miserable, right? So here's the answer. Well, you know, and a stab at it. Maybe the whole object is to make us miserable. Miserable like unto himself. For this is speaking of anxiety and depression specifically. And that miserable like unto himself comes from a scripture. I should have it on at hand, but I don't. But it's, he seeketh to make all men miserable like unto himself. Speaking of the devil, of course, right? So the idea is, what if he feeds us lies that make us miserable? And all lies make us miserable, ultimately, right? But the ones about anxiety and depression do so in an immediate sort of way, it seems to me. Here's the lie for anxiety, as I see it. Impending doom. Things aren't really as bad as we think when we're anxious. When we're anxious, we think that things are going to be terrible. Just really bad. And in reality, they're going to be okay. So, and the life for depression is you're worthless. When in reality, we're of infinite worth. to God and, you know, in reality. So let's expound on those a little bit. Here's the life for anxiety, impending doom. The world is going to end. It's really bad. It matters. The reality is it doesn't really matter so much. But the lie is it matters so much. You won't be able to take it. And it's your fault. And that's super bad. Heck, you're bad. You're a fraud, though, because nobody knows that you're bad. And they're going to find out. Get ready for death and destruction and annihilation. No, worse than annihilation, endless misery. Your life is ruined. About to be, I mean, because whatever is about to happen that will be your fault is terrible. Just terrible. You know, the reality is that, no, it's not going to be that bad, and whatever you're thinking of that's going to be horrible and terrible is not really. It's just terrible. It so matters what other people think. Their opinion is basically the law and can thrust you down to hell in endless misery, so you'd better worry about it. Of course, the reality is their opinion doesn't matter. It's hard to really believe that, I guess. It is for me. But it doesn't. Okay, so here's the truth about anxiety. The truth is, of course, that it's okay. You'll survive, and survive just fine. Try, don't give up, try. Things will be hard, but you can take them. Your Heavenly Father loves you, and He is pulling for you, and isn't mad when you try. It won't be that bad, even if you fail. You can find joy. It doesn't matter what other people think, ignore that. One person's opinion matters, and that's God. And He loves you so much and doesn't condemn you when you think He does. You're like His favorite kid. You can do no wrong in His eyes, unless you're not trying. Don't you think that's kind of how it is? I do. He's really rooting for us. He loves us unconditionally. And maybe that's why the prophets always tell us over and over, God loves you. He knows you. He understands. You're of infinite worth to Him. That's like a direct contradiction to the lie of anxiety and depression. Let's get to depression. The lie for depression. You matter not. You're worthless, right? Your life, your feelings, you are nothing. Worse than nothing, you're scum. You're guilty. You're unworthy. And I don't like you. God doesn't like you. Who would like you? What's to like? Nothing. You are so worthless. You're a disservice to this world. What are you even doing here? You're better off gone. Everybody's better off with you gone. And I don't want to... Going down this track goes to suicidal thoughts. I mean, really. But that's a lie. That is a lie. So don't think it's true. Know that it's a lie. And know that it's always worth fighting the fight. It's always worth staying in the game and trying. The lie is that we should not try. And the truth is we should always try. That's kind of a hard thing to... I mean... For me, sometimes I really do want to give up. Sometimes. And it's okay to take a rest, maybe, and whatever, but you never want to just totally give up. So, and know that that's a lie. And it's, I mean, I feel like I should be clear on this. It's a lie from Satan, right? It's a lie from the devil. I believe that he exists and he's real and he's out there. And you don't have to believe that, I guess. And people stop short of that all the time. But to me, it's a little meaningless. It's kind of like, well, why is it a lie? What's truth and error, and truth and falsity anyway, if it doesn't come from anywhere. How do you know what's true and what's not? It's just arbitrary. But no, it's real. There really is a truth and error, and truth comes from God, and the error and the lies come from Satan. You can say that's just, you know, a certain religious tradition that believes that, but if you don't believe it, it just makes it harder to me. And you're missing out on the weight of it. Anyway, and science can't give us that. And that's okay. It's not meant to. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about anxiety and depression. The lies and the truth about it. Oh, well, here's the truth about depression. The truth is, of course, that you are of infinite worth to your Heavenly Father, and those who are of His Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, they are all who matter. You are a precious son or daughter of Heavenly Father, the very God of heaven, and nothing you ever do, no matter how bad, can change that or sway His love for you. Your life is precious, and there is hope. Hang on, you can do hard things. Things will get better if you hang on and try. Never stop trying, never give up. Your feelings, your opinions matter. You matter. You are of infinite worth. I kind of feel like when we are depressed, and I haven't wrestled this to the ground yet either, but I kind of feel like when you're depressed, you discount your own feelings, your own opinion, your own very self, your own worth, you know? That's kind of part of depression. I mean, don't you think? So there you go. I think that's good enough contribution for today. So I hope you know, and I want to tell you that I really believe that's true, that you are of infinite worth. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. And God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's kind of the antithesis of depression and anxiety, right? To me, anxiety, I'm not sure how to separate it from fear. All right. Well, hope you think on that. Hope that's worthwhile. And we'll continue to wrestle this to the ground. Now, a note on my third episode. I've paused on the production of this podcast, plagued with heavy doubts, if I can put it that way. I don't know if they're legitimate or not, but I listened to some things in my third episode particularly, and some other episode stuff in other episodes, and was wondering if I was being kind enough, particularly regarding Terry Warner. So Terry Warner's never done anything bad to me, unless the principles that he's kind of put forth, you know, have been less than fully right, and therefore, you know, damaging or whatever you want to say. But I'm not sure I'm being totally fair to or kind to him. I'm not sure I'm supposed to. I'm just being totally straight with you people. I don't know if I'm being as kind as I want to be to another person. So let's see. So I'm conflicted about that. And I'm being honest with you here, and hopefully you can sort out the truth from what I'm saying and what you think. So you can judge between me and him, hopefully. I don't claim to be perfect. Something about what he says, though, bugs me. I'm not sure what. I'm not sure if it's that he says we can stop self-deception as if by an act of will, and that's really not how it works, and it's maybe kind of damaging for a person to think that and be frustrated and self-condemning and stuff. He does say in his book, you know, I feel bad for people who are already self-condemning and this book's just going to make him more so. So I probably fit in that category. And there's some other things. I don't know if I want to get into them here or not. But anyway, point is, I do have issues with what he has to say. I did feel like it's important to let you know what those are. But I also want you to appreciate the good and the true from what he's teaching and the work that he's done with self-deception. I feel like it's really valuable and unique, and nobody else has quite gone where he's gone and taken it as far as he's taken it in a direction that's true and gospel-inspired. So there you go, my little further disclaimer about Terry Warner. Maybe we'll visit it again, because I haven't quite wrestled that one to the ground either exactly. I'd like to be able to say in a sentence, this is what's good about it and this is what's wrong with it. All right, let's end with a little muzak and call it a day. All right, I'm Clayton Pixon. This is the Should Be Known podcast. Have a great day.